Because sometimes I just need to confront someone's behavior. And then it's important that I know that I make it in a way that has best possibilities to make the change. But typically, if we don't do it in the right way, people just get they just get angry at us and nothing will change. Then we have two problems instead of one. The behavior remains the same and the person is upset. So the way how we confront someone is really important. And confrontive I message is the one, is the tool that Thomas Gordon recommends. And it has three different parts. There is a feeling part, then there's a description of the behavior and effect. And they can be in whichever order, but the idea is that I just describe the behavior without like interpretations or anything like that, just very plain, like expression of that behavior that I saw. And then the effect is on me, how I, why is it harmful? Why is that behavior harmful for me? And what feelings do I experience then? So it might be, for example, that when I see you coming late, I'm a bit frustrated because I need to tell again what will be tonight's schedule, something like that. So instead of like saying, where have you been? We've been waiting for you here so long, and that you come when you want to come, and things like that. So now maybe you understand that these kinds of messages don't really promote interaction and well-being. But if I need to express myself, then I try to describe the behavior in a very plain way, and then I tell why it is harmful and what are my feelings that I'm experiencing then.